This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. A council member in Evanston says he's trying to create a more inclusive city, and he's using the Illinois Constitution to do it. Devon Reed points to an amendment in the state constitution that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex. So he's proposed a new rule that would allow anyone to go topless in Evanston regardless of gender. WBEZ's Sonal Soni explains.
Reed didn't intend to challenge Evanston's public nudity ordinance directly. Instead, he was focused on issues of equality. He says under the current law, violators could be fined up to $750 and be charged with a misdemeanor. The queer, black 29-year-old spotted this rule as he was reviewing ordinances that he says have the potential to create unnecessary negative interactions with law enforcement. Reed says the law is an example of how women's bodies are governed differently from men's.
I don't see a material difference between men's chest and, you know, what is termed in our ordinance as female chest. Biologically, if you're going to use that specific language, female breast, the only difference is that female breasts have mammary glands. And if we're scared of mammary glands, then I think we're worried about the wrong things.
Reed points to other states that don't have topless bans for people with breasts. If passed, he says this may help Evanston set a new standard for gender equality in the region. He wants those protections codified.
Especially with the decision with Roe v. Wade and the way that the court is using originalism in tracking ordinances and laws from 200, 150 years ago. I'm looking to remove, at least from our community, the ability for some twisted court 150 years from now to look back at this and use it for jurisprudence.
While Reed pushes for this rule change, just a few miles south, there's already a spot where people feel comfortable showing plenty of skin at Hollywood Beach on Chicago's north side. It's known by many as the Gay Beach and is welcoming to the city's queer community. Dakota Walker says the proposed change could benefit transgender and gender nonconforming people in particular.
Some trans friends actually live like in Rogers Park, and I go up to that beach with them, and I know they would feel a lot more comfortable going out to the beach if that was something that was allowed.
Walker says they don't see how this can be a harm to others. Jaime Garcia was sunbathing on a beach towel, explaining that he understands that public nudity is technically illegal in Chicago, and Evanston for that matter. He believes it's a double standard that he can be topless on a beach on a hot summer day while others can't.
But since I'm a male presenting, there's no issue there. I hope Evanston pushes forward and goes with it, and hopefully they pass it.
While these beachgoers support amending the current law, others like Patricia Chavez Foster feel differently.
I think that's a little challenging, especially if you have children. But I think there should be like something posted so that you would know if you had children in a family, you know, what you want to expose your children to.
Back in Evanston, longtime resident Lucia Norris is the founder and former president of the Southeast Evanston Parents Association, and she opposes Reed's proposal.
I think it's ridiculous. As a parent, as a grandparent, and a great-grandparent, I would not want small children to be walking around and that's what they see.
Reed's initiative continues to face public backlash, and some of his fellow council members tabled it for a meeting set for September 6th. It likely won't get passed in time to take effect this summer, but some beachgoers won't wait around to be topless. Sonal Soni, WBEZ News.